Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to another recorded edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I appreciate you guys being here. Obviously not going live tonight. Just found out that we can leave a little bit earlier than we expected to go visit family for the holidays. So we're out for Christmas, but I wanted to bring you an episode. We're leaving literally after I get done recording this, but wanted to bring you another episode, not only just because I owe you one, but also to talk about the college football playoff, the results over the weekend, but more specifically than the results, Lane Kiffin's commentary, Ole Miss podcast, obviously, and then the reaction to said commentary and why, even though there's an obvious retort, you want people like Lane Kiffin to continue to be vocal about their displeasure with the current format of the college football playoff. So again, I'm glad you're here. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff on the video. Leave a comment as well. I'd love to hear what you think about all of this. Also, if you have not already, subscribe to the podcast in the audio form. Wherever you get them, search Rebel Report and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. And this edition and every edition of the podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory, he's in Fulton, but he can service you anywhere in this state. If you are a small business owner and you need legal advice, or if you're just a small business owner that wants to know where to go in case something involving the law comes up, 662-397-9799 is the phone number. Save that number. If you don't need him right now, that day may come and he can help you out. Also, personal injury. Don't wait another second. If you have been injured, 662-397-9799. Also, contract disputes as well. So the Gregory Law Firm, DJ Gregory, 662-397-9799 for all of your personal injury, small business, or contract disputes. So we had the first round of the college football playoff. I have been pro-expansion for the longest time. I am still very in favor of an expanded college football playoff. I think the arguments about it ruining the regular season completely fell flat. And I mean, we had everything that we wanted in college football this regular season, I think. You had crazy upsets like Northern Illinois going to Notre Dame and winning, which still mind-blowing. How did that happen? I still have no idea. But you had big-time, meaningful games for more teams than you've ever had. Think Arizona State, who got a bye, and maybe they should not have, but whatever, they got a bye. That's what the format says, right? Arizona State, BYU, for example, massive, massive football game. The Florida Ole Miss game, I know it didn't go in Ole Miss's favor, but there were playoff implications on that game. You had higher stakes across the board in college football. Ratings were up. College Game Day, for what it's worth, had their highest rated season of all time. So interest was injected into college football because of, I think, the expanded playoff and more access to said playoff. I think it's still a net positive for the sport. The format's wrong. We'll get to that in a little bit. But its existence is a net positive, even despite what we saw on Friday and through the day Saturday. Dominating performances from all the home teams. The final score isn't reflective of the dominance that Notre Dame had over Indiana. Penn State lost to SMU at the kickoff, basically. Had no chance to be competitive. Clemson made it close there in the second half, but Texas jumped out to a big lead and then held on and still won by two touchdowns against the ACC champion. And then Ohio State, my goodness, just absolutely walloped Tennessee. It's almost like Chip Kelly, it took him 12 games to realize that he's got the best duo of wide receivers in the sport. I don't know why it took him that long. I still cannot explain to you what happened in their game against Michigan. I mean, that I put this on Twitter. Ohio State lost to Michigan on vibes, like just mentality only, because there is no excuse whatsoever for that Ohio State offense to have put out the performance that they did against Michigan, because you saw what they're capable of when they sling it. I mean, they have two elite, like two of the that's the best duo of receivers in college football, I think, bar none. And then you got Henderson in the backfield as well, behind kind of a banged up offensive line. Electric Ohio State team when they play like that, and absolutely dominated Tennessee. Four bad games, although the on-campus environment was electric. I think that that needs to be, forget the bowl games. I could not possibly care about the Sugar Bowl or the Peach Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. It just doesn't matter to me. I don't care. The only people that care about that are the suits and the corporate executives. You need to play those games on campus as well. Ohio State, Oregon needs to be at Outson Stadium. Texas, Arizona State needs to be in Tempe. Penn State, Boise State needs to be in Boise. It would enhance it so much more. Although, again, the games themselves this weekend were all blowouts. And, of course, it led to discourse, debate. I engaged with it. I love just debating sports on the internet. I know it's like what I do for a living, but I love it so much. I had so much fun yesterday just firing off bad tweets about college football playoff and who should have gotten in and all that. I love it. It's my favorite thing. But everybody, because of Tennessee's performance, was given ammunition and validation about who should have gotten in, who should not have. Lane Kiffin really stoked the flames, and then because of Tennessee's performance, is kind of the butt of a lot of jokes from college football media that's not centered in this region of the country. Lane Kiffin, since their win in the Egg Bowl, has spent time on social media and in press conferences lobbying for his team to make it, talking about, you know, the SEC is the best and quality wins. And I mean, just over and over and over again on Twitter. And he did it again this weekend during the bad games, and then disappeared during Tennessee, Ohio State, after he said go Vols, I guess. But what people, I think, need to understand, despite the obvious clapback, and Joel Klatt got him and said, if you coached as good as you tweet, your team would be in the playoff right now. That's a pretty good burn there. But what I think people, SEC fans anyway, we'll get to everybody else in a second, but what I think people around here are missing is the big picture motivation, whether or not it's intentional. Because what you, as an SEC fan, if you're an Ole Miss fan or if you're a fan of any other SEC school listening to this right now or watching this right now, you need, I think anyway, my opinion is that you need more people involved, more stakeholders being as vocal as Lane Kiffin has been about who has gotten in and the quality of opponent and the fact that the College Football Playoff Committee openly said that strength of schedule does not matter. That they said that. They set that precedent. And so when the athletic director at Alabama talks about that, is it whiny? Sure. Is it a little soft that he's talking about altering their schedules moving forward? Yes, it is. Is that the right motivation to do what's best for Alabama? Absolutely. An athletic director's goal, a coach's goal, is not to show everybody how tough they are. It's to, in Greg Burns' position, it's to get Alabama into the playoff. That's the motivation, to do what's best for Alabama. Well, what is best for Alabama? Based on committee precedent, it's to schedule light. Get Ohio State off the schedule. That's what's best for them. Is it soft? Is it crybaby? Sure, whatever. I mean, any expression you want to use, that's fine. That doesn't make them wrong in their thought process because, again, the committee openly said they do not value strength of schedule. They clearly did not value strength of schedule. College football is not created equal. In the NFL, their playoff format, every division winner gets in, right? Because in the NFL, by and large, now you've got organizations that handle things poorly, right? That are not efficient, that don't draft well. But roster construction is as equal as it possibly could be in the NFL. Schedules are as equal as they possibly could be in the NFL. All teams and all schedules are, generally speaking, created equal. And so you can directly compare a record between this NFL team and that NFL team because their schedules are basically the same. And it works. You have blowouts in the first round of the playoffs sometimes. There's questions about adding that extra playoff game for the NFL. But generally speaking, you can compare a record across division and conference lines because there's a salary cap, there's a pool of players that the worst teams get to pull from first. It's all equal. In college football, it could not possibly be further than equal. The best teams, the richest teams, get the best players, and schedules are very, very clearly not created equal. What SMU had to deal with is not the same thing that South Carolina had to deal with. and pretending like those things are equal is what got the SC or what got everybody into the situation that allows Boise State to get a bye on the same weekend that Texas had to play a game. That doesn't make sense. Treating the Mountain West champion the exact same as Oregon does not make sense. What Boise State had to navigate is not the same thing that Oregon had to navigate. It's not the same thing that Georgia had to navigate. They could not possibly be more different, but treating them as equal is why this format feels kind of, I mean, is wonky the right phrase, but it most certainly is broken because, again, in the NFL, those things are created equal. Byes are fine because, I mean, the schedules are as similar as they possibly could be. Boise State's path to where they got is not the same at all as Ohio State's path. But Ohio State had to play yesterday. Boise State did not. Ohio State had to play yesterday. Arizona State did not. It's not right. It's just simply, it's simply wrong. It is not just. And so when you have somebody like a Lane Kiffin, who, again, it's very easy to say, hey, coach, just beat Kentucky. And everybody that says that is right. It is exclusively Lane Kiffin's fault, 100% his fault and his team's fault that they got left out of the playoff because forget Florida and LSU. Florida by the end of the season in the swamp, that's a tough game, right? I mean, I think Florida would beat SMU today if they played. Forget it. And going to Tiger Stadium is not easy either. That was an 8-win LSU team. That's not a bad loss. Should they have won the game? Yes, but that's not a bad loss. Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. They were Kentucky's only SEC win. It's a bad Kentucky team. They coached poorly. They played poorly. They lost that game. If they'd won that game, Lane Kiffin wouldn't have been tweeting yesterday. He would have been coaching yesterday. That is completely and totally objectively true. 150% accurate. That's what would have happened. They would have made it. Absolutely. So it is his fault. But that doesn't mean that the point that he's making is not a good one. It doesn't mean that he's not right. And what you have going on in the college football media space is they want you, the people that cover this sport, want you to ignore what you know. They want you to ignore what you see, and they want you to ignore established, inarguable precedent. They want you to ignore the facts. And they do it by saying things like, well, the SEC is undefeated in hypothetical games. Yeah, maybe they are in hypothetical games, but they also have the best record in the real games against the other Power Four conferences. Pick your year. The SEC this year in their games against other Power Four leagues had the best record. Again, by a long shot. Again, because that happens. Pick your time frame. This year, 5 years, 10 years, that's what they do. That's what happens. The SEC routinely has a better record against the other Power conferences because it's a better league. The SEC routinely gets the best players. They routinely win the most championships. They routinely put the most players in the NFL. It is, top to bottom, the best league in college football. That doesn't mean it's perfect. And again, that's where you get some disingenuous arguments, right? When people say, forget Ole Miss for a second. Well, South Carolina shouldn't have lost 3 games. No, they shouldn't have. But tell me which one's a bad loss. There isn't one, frankly. And they have good wins, including on the road at the ACC champion, who, by the way, lost to all 3 SEC teams they played, and then the best ACC team they played in Louisville. But anyway, in the regular season, I should say. But they want you to ignore those, and they distract you by talking about hypotheticals and in made-up games, this. That's what they do. It's dishonest. It's disingenuous. You can look at South Carolina's path to the playoff and look at SMU's path to the playoff, and you cannot possibly compare those and treat them as equal. But yet they do. Why do they do that? Sometimes it's motivated by who their employer is. Look at Twitter bios when you see tweets. If somebody's an NBC employee, NBC is a direct partner with the Big Ten and Notre Dame and not the SEC. A Fox employee, Fox is a direct partner with the Big Ten and not the SEC. They make disingenuous arguments to try to control narrative to support something like SMU getting a playoff bid. That's what they do. And when SMU's getting absolutely blown out, you have broadcasters still talking about, well, they belonged here. Maybe they did. Maybe SMU was the best option, the best possible selection to compete with Penn State yesterday. I don't agree. And again, take Ole Miss out of it so you can just remove the perception of bias from me since this is an Ole Miss podcast. Take Ole Miss out of this. South Carolina would have been more competitive with Penn State yesterday. Why? Because they have better players. They have been more battle tested. They would not have been intimidated by that environment at all. They have better players. They have better athletes. How do I know that? Because I've seen it. And everybody else has seen it too. And so because that is reality, again, it's objective reality. They win more against the other power conferences than anybody else. They win more at the highest level than anybody else. They get more good players than anybody else, top to bottom. Again, they're not perfect. They lose games. Tennessee got freaking smoked by Ohio State last night. And Ohio State could possibly have the best roster in the sport. So it's not a perfect league, but it is one that on precedent, on fact, on every metric, you want to do strength of schedule, you want to do all the advanced stats and the analytics and the FPI and all that stuff. Pick your thing. On the field results only, head-to-head results only, across the board, analytics, whatever you want. Pick one, and they're by far, easily, objectively, and arguably, the best conference, not based on hypothetical, but based on fact. And so what I think needs to happen more is somebody like a Lane Kiffin needs to continue to be vocal. Shane Beamer, the same thing. The commissioner of the SEC, the same thing. Because there's a control right now of narrative. And don't tell me that that doesn't impact decision-making. Don't tell me that that doesn't impact things like expansion or selection in the committee room. Don't tell me that that doesn't impact the future of college football, because it does. And so when you sit back and let people control that conversation about how SMU belonged, I'm fine with Indiana making it. They got a scheduling break, but I mean, man, they should have played, or they did play, the two teams that played in the national championship game last year, or in the playoff last year. They got a schedule break. They went 11-1 in the Big Ten. Their path to me is more difficult than SMU's. I'm more fine with Indiana making it than SMU, quite frankly. But point being, the SEC needs to be vocal about this. They need to kind of take control back of the narrative. And they don't need to do it on something that I said, that South Carolina would have gone to Penn State and played. They need to go right back to the facts, because those are inarguable. And right now, college football media is controlling the narrative. And the SEC needs to take that back, because treating the Mountain West, the ACC, and the Big 12 even, who was a pretty good league this year, as equal to the Big 10 and the SEC, is wrong. It's simply wrong. The format should not be what it is currently. Gifting buys. There should be no buys, and there should be no automatic bids, in my opinion, but that's a conversation for another day. Yes, it seems kind of whiny. It seems kind of, some people call it pathetic. But Lane Kiffin's right. Regardless of what happened with Tennessee yesterday, the long-standing precedent that's been established says that the league that he coaches in is better. And it has earned, on the field, the benefit of the doubt. More people should join in with Lane Kiffin around the SEC. Sorry, got an important phone call there. More people should join in and echo what he's saying around the league, because the way this shook out, it's not the best way to do it. Keep it at 12. That's fine. Get rid of buys, especially. Auto bids, maybe we can talk about that. I think there needs to be one fewer anyway. But certainly things need to change, and benefit of the doubt needs to be given, and strength of schedule needs to be considered. It's time for SEC people, Greg Sankey, coaches, et cetera, to kind of fight back against the narrative. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs anywhere in Mississippi. So tell them I sent you, by the way. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Real quick, no portal movement yet on the weekend, although probably by the time you're listening to this, there will be some. For example, I think a wide receiver is going to announce his commitment to Ole Miss here soon. But basketball did play yesterday. Matt Morrell came back. That is a good sign. Otherwise, I mean, the last couple of games haven't inspired a whole lot of confidence in Ole Miss, but I do think, based on what you've seen when they played BYU, Purdue, Louisville, for example, as opposed to Lindenwood and Queens, that there's, I would bet on boredom as opposed to they've suddenly gotten worse since that San Diego trip where they played so well. We'll find out next Saturday against Memphis, who, by the way, just got smoked by Mississippi State, but we'll find out soon. The key takeaway from basketball is that Matt Morrell came back and, you know, they won, and which is the only really thing that matters in a game like that. So I'll be back on Thursday. Have a merry, merry Christmas. We'll go live on Thursday night. Merry Christmas to all of you. Hope you have a safe and happy holidays. If you're traveling like us, we're going to hit the road. I'll see you guys on Thursday night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.